So let's get to G before we get to that point, I would have thought. Who's part of the Collingwood netball team. She could play centre half back for the Blues if we can get her across. I'll see what we can do. Jeeva, good morning.
Good morning. And there's nothing wrong with co-captains. I'm a co-captain as well with Maddie Brown.
Brilliant.
Yeah, but you've got much stronger leadership at the Collingwood netball team. You can't split them because you're both so good at the leadership situation.
Oh, well, thank you, Chuck.
What makes you say that, Adam?
What's that?
What makes you say that?
Well, because they're very good.
Hey, Jeeva, despite the fact that you're an awesome leader, clearly, and sharing that duty with Maddie Brown, why are you in New Zealand? Isn't this supposed to be down season?
I know. Tell me about it. 6 months pre-season. You told me that to start with. I'd have been like, bloody hell. But it's actually been fantastic. We've split our pre-season into two parts. And the first part we started early because, yeah, we're off to New Zealand. We're playing the top six teams over here. And we're an invitee from Australia, so representing Australia, and then there's an English team over here as well. And, we've been here all week. We've played three games in our pool so far, undefeated, and semi-finals yesterday, which we won, and through to the granny today.
Which is very exciting, and we always want to compete and win, because that's just the nature of the beast, I imagine, particularly when you've been in the game for as long as you haven't played the levels you have. You don't just go out there and just want to appear, you want to win. But in all seriousness, when this was mooted and suggested to you as a playing group, was there any kickback at all?
Not really. I think probably the hardest thing was the fact that it is so early. We've only been 3 weeks on the track before we're playing a tournament where you're playing up against some internationals. So, of course, we want to be able to make sure we perform. But I think we've also gone into this tournament making sure that we try out different combinations. Some of the youngsters get some exposure against some high-quality players. And obviously, if you've got some experienced players like my old head in there as well, then I think that helps to kind of just blend it through. So there's been a lot of things that we've managed to achieve. And you know what? This time of the year, it's beautiful in New Zealand. And Nelson, where we are, has been stunning. So it's been a little bit of a holiday. And we've had the mornings off to go and explore and chill. So I'm definitely all for this.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, Jeeva. Are you one that likes to have a break from the game? Or are you a player that just enjoys to continue to play rather than worrying about doing a pre-season?
100% love to have a break. For me, any time I get away from the netball court, I think is great. And I think it's one of those, particularly mentally fresh as well. It's so important that we do come back to the game, that you've got that hunger for it. So I love to train. And don't get me wrong, I do love a pre-season because I love to work hard. But if I can stay away from the netball court and keep myself fit, then when I feel like I come back, I feel like I'm raring. And I think some of these young girls, they probably love netball 24/7. I used to be like that, not anymore. But that's just maturity over playing the sport for so long.
Now, you received a very special honour from the Queen earlier, only a couple of months ago, and I think it was in October. Talking about as a young girl playing netball, did you ever in your wildest dreams think something like that would happen to you?
Absolutely not. So to receive a Commander of the British Empire, which I've now looked through all the rankings, you get a MBE, an OBE, a CBE, and you have to have one of those three before you even become a dame in my case, or if you're a guy, a knight. I never thought by playing netball and my services to netball over the last few decades, internationally and domestically, yeah, it would have put me on the line to achieve something so prestigious, and to be able to go to Buckingham Palace and behind the closed doors and meet the royals was just unbelievable and kind of one of those experiences that I'll never forget, and I feel very honoured that I was able to be there, not just representing myself and my family, but also our sport.
I've always wondered, with people with all those letters after their name, do they get anything special? Do they get like does the Queen give them a cheque or something at the end of every year? Or
like a retainer?
Well, you know, I'm yet to see that. I've got a beautiful, great big badge or pendant that like kind of goes on my outfit that I can wear. But I'm hoping that maybe checking in at airports, so I can just sort of lay attention, cover my name up and just leave those letters exposed and hope that gives me upgrades. So I'm yet to try it out, but being the height I am, if I can get any sort of upgrade on a flight, then that would be fantastic.
What about your signature? Have you changed that? You put the extra letters on the end of it or anything like that?
Oh, good one, actually. No, I haven't yet. But, maybe I used to do a little bit of a kiss under my signature. Maybe I'll just put CBE instead now.
That sounds good.
Well, people probably give me some unusual looks. So maybe not. Perhaps not.
So apart from that, obviously, World Cup year, a long season with the with Collingwood and this at the end of it, How do you feel? Are you exhausted, or the freshen up before your pre-season started has meant that you're okay?
Yeah, no, it has been a huge year, mentally and physically. I was fortunate enough to be able to take 4 weeks off and go travelling, which was wonderful and just what I needed. And I've actually asked for some consideration to be excused from recent test matches internationally. So yeah. I've actually just missed the current tour to South Africa. And then I'm going to be excused from the tour in January, which will be back in the UK, which is a quad series, England taking on New Zealand, Jamaica and South Africa. So it's fantastic that the coach has been sort of reasonable with me and able to see that I've kind of been in it for the last three cycles, which is pretty much 12 years straight from going domestic to international. And it's just, it is a lot. And I think body-wise I'm fine, but it's more mentally and making sure I keep fresh, and I'll look to sort of insert myself back into the international scene after the domestic season with Collingwood next year.
So, Jeeva, how tough was that? Because obviously, we're talking before about you being captain of Collingwood, you're a leader for your country as well, to be able to make that decision to say, look, is it okay if I don't participate? Did you agonise over that, or is it something that was quite clear that you just had to do it?
It is tough, but I think the beauty of our sport, it kind of works on a four-year cycle, and we've actually just finished off the fourth year, and the first year that we're coming into is fairly quiet and downtime, and is also a good opportunity for our coach to expose youngsters through to on the international scene. So it came at quite a good time, and give other people an opportunity to also lead and captain the country as well, which I think is great and for the long run, and it's something that I can't do anymore being based over in Australia. I think it's important you've got a homegrown captain that's there around the girls all the time, and I can see the benefits of that being at Collingwood. You've got to be around all the time. So it's great that they're able to kind of support me in that. But I think, yeah, it's a decision that I made fairly easily just because of the welfare of myself and wanting to make sure I've got longevity in the sport still.
And has it been a bit the same with this tournament to be able to give some of the younger Collingwood players more of an opportunity through this tournament? And if so, who has sort of surprised you with the step down thing? You know, you might be part of our starting seven come next year.
Yeah, well, we've got a real mixed bag over here. We obviously haven't travelled with the Brown sisters. They're recovering from their ACLs, which has given not only our training partners, but also some invitees in. So some very high standard state league players have come across as us, Ella Bayliss and Maggie Lynn as well. And it'd be really nice to see them in the mid-court and just competing against some internationals. But I think for me, it's the likes of Gabby Sinclair, who was our 23rd goaler last year, who was behind Nat Medhurst and Shimona Nelson. She's really stepped up playing not just in goals, but across that wing attack line. And then defensively, it's nice to be able to sort of take a break. And Brooke, our young goalkeeper, comes on and works really well with Matilda Garrett, who hopefully we'll see a lot more of her on court next year. Again, she was part of the 10 last year, but I think she'll look to sort of hone down, hopefully, a starting seven position next season.
And what about the final today? Who are we playing and what are you expecting?
Yeah, so we are the last game. So it means a very, very long day for all of us. We're not on until 8:10 p.m. tonight. We'll be against the Mystics, which is an Auckland-based team, and it's going to be pretty tough. I think they've got three or four Silver Ferns in their side, and the Silver Ferns this week have been trialling basically for a spot in the January Test Series. So they're all going on for letters. They've got a point to prove. So it's been really, really tough contest. So, yeah, looking forward to getting out there tonight. It's going to be a long day, so I think the key thing is definitely going to be to keep our minds fresh and making sure that we're not tired come this evening and ready to step on court and face those stronger, tougher bodies that the teams will throw out at us.
So no stand-up paddleboards today?
I know. It was bloody good. It was so lovely. We might take a recovery trip to the beach.
Sounds like a good idea. Good luck to you tonight. Nice to have a chat to you always on the program, and we wish you the best when you get back to Australia as well with your pre-season.
Lovely. Thanks, boys.